Hi, and welcome to another edition of Jim on the Air. I'm Jim Suriani, your host. Thank you so much for joining us again. I'm very excited to be doing the show at this time because we are expanding the show to include Center Stage Theater and their dance festival, the Reemerge Dance Festival. So pretty much most of my shows for the next week or so will be dedicated to that. And it's been a lot of fun getting to know all the various artists and choreographers and dancers who will be a part of the dance festival, which is coming up on, it's hard to believe it's coming up so quickly, June 17th through the 20th at Center Stage Theater. And if you'd like to get tickets, you can log on to centerstagetheater.org. That's centerstagetheater.org. And you can reserve your tickets. You can also learn more about the festival. There's a blog tab. You can tap on that or click on it, and it will give you all sorts of information about the various organizations that will be involved with the festival. And it's basically a celebration of being able to reemerge, and that's what it's called, Reemerge Dance Festival, and to kind of come out of our shells, if you will, after this year and a half of pandemic. But we're very excited, and my guest this time around on the show is Whitney Ross, and her piece that she's going to be performing, there's a live component as well as a film component to it. It's called At Once, and we're going to learn more about her and her dance experience. Whitney, welcome to Jim on the Air. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. So the first question I just want to ask right off the bat is, what has been your path as an artist? How did you, you know, if you start maybe the time that you were five or six, or, you know, as a young kid, what has your path been as an artist?
Yeah, so I was already deep in dance classes when by the time I was five or six. I've been dancing since I was three. I did mainly competition dance. I was on a little performing company for my childhood. So, you know, toddlers and tiaras type, like big fake wigs and hair and makeup and all of that. And I really loved it. I really loved getting to be part of a team. I had good teachers, but I wouldn't say that I was, you know, looking to do it for the rest of my life. By the time I got to middle school, I took up some interest in other artistic pursuits. I started singing, I did a little musical theater. I really enjoyed painting and drawing. So I took a year completely off dance and just did that for a year. And then after about 4 or 5 months of that, I can remember vividly, I just needed to get back to dance. I knew that I was going to take the rest of the year off, but I wasn't going to do that again. I just felt, you know, I saw the kind of like dancing that my friends were doing at that point, and I just really missed being back in the studio and working and all of that. So then I joined a pre-collegiate training program, which was at the studio that I had grown up at. I was really lucky to have incredible mentors and teachers at that point. We trained in a really wide variety of styles. I got to take classes in tap, hip hop, jazz, ballet, and I got exposed to modern dance at a very young age as well. And so I think I just have developed a really deep love for the creative process and the work that comes in behind it as well. I wasn't a naturally talented dancer in any sense. I had to work really hard. And I think that is a big part of the way that my artistic process has evolved. And then when it came time to choose where I was going to go to college, I wasn't looking to dance at all. But as the decision time got closer and closer, I decided that wasn't an acceptable decision for myself. So I came to UCSB because I knew that I would be able to double major here. So I did biology and dance, and it was wonderful. And I got to work with so many incredible people, both in my classes, in countless late night rehearsals, teachers, mentors, outside choreographers, and visiting artists in residency. So yeah, I just, and then I graduated last year and then COVID happened. But yeah, that's kind of been my basic path.
Right. And then COVID happened. Exactly. That's been the same for a lot of artists, both, you know, in theater and dance and what have you. And you mentioned your double major in biology, and I understand that your piece kind of incorporates a little bit of that. Can you tell us a little bit about the piece and how it's how you came about to create it?
Sure. Yeah, I don't know about my double major really having an impact on the piece quite as much. This piece kind of came out of necessity. I got knee surgery during the pandemic. I had a torn meniscus, and because it was a good time because we were in lockdown and, you know, performances and things weren't really happening, I kind of had a moment to step back and, you know, say this is something that I want to get taken care of now before everything starts going back in person.
Right.
So I did that, and after that happened, I felt like I needed a creative outlet, and I had been doing a lot more digital editing type work during the pandemic, because we could only really create with other people through virtual means. So I grabbed a couple of my friends and said, how would you like to learn a piece from someone who can't stand up or walk right now? And they said, Oh, wow. Sure, sounds great. So from literally spanning the whole state, the four of us would hop on Zoom calls, and we worked out this piece together. And then I edited it together. And then I'm incorporating a live component for this festival, because right. It felt like, you know, because kinda, we can be in person now, it needed
right,
that. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And I understand then you filmed the whole thing on Zoom or part of it, or how did that work?
Yeah, it was all virtually created. So we would hop on a Zoom call for rehearsals, and I would choreograph on one of them at a time, little solo parts. And then we did a couple of group unison sections, which choreographing unison with the lag time that Zoom has was an interesting experience, but yes. They were wonderful. And when it came time to film, I set up separate film times with each of them individually. So I was able to kind of coach them through it and let them know, you know, what angles were working, what angles weren't, how the lighting needed to be, how their, you know, framing of their video needed to end up. And so they would like FaceTime me in on their computer as they were filming on their phone from the same angle. And so through that process, it was about 2 or 3 hours with each dancer of the actual filming. I was able to then take those videos and compile them into a full edited work.
Wow. And then after you were done, did you ever think maybe you wanted to pursue a career in filmmaking? Just because of the whole experience?
I think I want to incorporate it into my choreographic process from this point forward. It was a lot of work. I have a lot of respect for people who do film and film editing for a living. I don't know whether I have the long-term patience enough to do that as a career, but it was definitely a great experience.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. And yeah, people don't realize how much goes into film, even if you're just filming something that's a minute long and editing that, it takes hours to get all that.
It ended up, I think probably I spent like 10 hours at least for each minute of the piece.
For each minute of the piece, about 10 hours of editing.
Yeah, so it ended up probably being a full 40-45 hour project.
Wow. But what a labor of love, though, you know, I mean, to deal with the pandemic and, you know, what else can you do? And so being able to put that together. It'll be very exciting to see it, and it'll be at the dance festival, the Reemerge Dance Festival. And Whitney's piece is called At Once, and it'll be performed on Saturday the 19th. There'll be a live component and a film component of it. put together on the 19th, and then Sunday the 20th, it'll just be the film only. So you get to be able to see that part on both of both of those nights of the festival. Again, Saturday 6/19, Saturday June 19th, the live and film component, and then Sunday June 20th, the film only component. And for more information, you can also go to centerstagetheater.org, and you can get your tickets there. You can attend the entire festival, all four nights. And actually, Sunday is a matinee at 2 p.m. The rest of the festival will be at 7 p.m. And all that information, of course, is on the website for your tickets, and that's centerstagetheater.org. So Whitney, let me ask you, as far as, you know, being an artist is concerned, are there other dance or art forms that you wanted to try that you haven't tried yet?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, like I've been talking about this past year, diving more into the realm of film editing has been really interesting. So I've been very lucky to be able to experience a bit of that world. I really want to try ceramics. Just because I wanted to like do the glazing and everything. I have a friend who's gotten really into ceramics during the pandemic, and I'm itching to try and make myself a little vase or something.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, neat. Oh, that'd be very cool. And then what are your favorite genres or styles or traditions of dance that you favor more than others? Are there certain ones that you like more than other styles?
Yeah, I think I definitely tend, I find a lot of comfort and a lot of familiarity in modern and contemporary dance. I appreciate performing in those styles because I think you can be a person on stage versus, at least in my experience with like ballet and some other styles, has been a little bit more performative, and I like seeing genuinity on stage, and I like feeling genuinity on stage. So that would probably be my quote unquote favorite. But I think one of the great things about, you know, my path and getting to go to UCSB and dance there, and also having the upbringing I did before I went to college, I've gotten a lot of exposure to so many different types of dance. I could watch tap dance, I could watch Dorrance dance forever, and I would be content.
Right.
So it's like choosing your favorite child at a certain point. It's so hard to pick what my favorite is.
Exactly. So, yeah. Which of my children are my favorite? Oh wait, I love them all.
Exactly.
And then what are you hoping that the audience takes away from your piece once they leave the theater? What are you hoping that they will take away from it?
Yeah, so I think for me this piece was very personal, and kind of holds a special place in my heart. So I know what I take away from it, and I don't want to put anything on the audience, but I think I hope that it can provide a lens into some of the good that came through the pain and all of the tragedy of the last year. I think we've collectively been through a lot as a global community in the past year, and I think it's important to recognize that, you know, through all of the bad, there are certain parts of the past year that showed just how important community and simplicity and things like family can be. And I've really appreciated the chance to kind of slow down, reconnect with my smaller communities, my friends, you know, the ability to hop on a FaceTime call with someone, that's something that's never been possible before. The ability to take class from or connect with people from all over the world, that's never been possible before. And I think we were forced into a very uncomfortable position of seeking out those connections this past year, and I hope that the value in that is not lost.
Right. Well, that's very cool. Yeah. And yeah, it's kind of amazing when you think about that this is the time that we were in this pandemic. I can't imagine going through this, you know, prior to the internet being available, you know, like in the early 90s or 80s or what have you. And I just can't imagine. It would have been a lot of tic-tac-toe or something, or
yeah, a lot more puzzling. There was plenty of puzzling, but there would have been a lot more puzzling.
A lot more puzzling. Yeah, exactly. But well, what are you hoping for then going forward after, you know, after this festival and after everything kind of returns back to normal somewhat? Are there certain types of projects you're hoping to take on in the future?
I am kind of trying to stay open to whatever happens at this point. I don't have any concrete plans to get back to dancing as much as I think I'd like to, but I'm hoping that as opportunities start arising, that'll start becoming a bigger part of my life again. You know, again, I graduated a year ago, so I'm doing the 40-hour job, you know, working from home thing, and places a lot more constraint on your life, which I know is not news, but after being in college for 4 years, it's been a little bit jolting. I'm hoping to start dancing a lot more. I'm based in the Bay Area, so hoping to find some opportunities in San Francisco. I love choreographing and I love teaching, so I'd like to do a lot more of that, and then possibly a little dance here and there.
Nice. Very cool. And then we just have a few minutes left before the end of the show here, but I was hoping you would indulge me and let me ask you some random questions just to kind of get to know a little other side of you. Would that be okay?
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay. So the first question I have is, what technology do you wish existed? So a technology that doesn't currently exist, what do you wish, what type of technology do you wish would exist?
I would love to be able to teleport places. I think teleportation would be number one on my list. I want to be able to go visit penguins in the Antarctic and then go straight up to visit polar bears in the Arctic and then head out to Singapore to see the, I can't even remember the name.
But yeah, but to be able to go from one end of the world to the other. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And taking out the need to hop on a plane, big bus.
Right. And buying airfare and then getting a bus and then getting a car and all that. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. I know. That would be cool. Be there's times
it would have been really useful over the past year too.
Oh, I know. Totally, that would have been very useful. For myself, I feel like I would just like to be able to like grab something from across the room without having to get up. can I take a flask over here?
Bring me a beer magically.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, can it just come across the room so I don't have to get out of my seat? So another question I want to ask, I hope this isn't going to be too difficult, but which living person do you most despise?
Okay, can this person be fictional?
Sure.
Okay, Dolores Umbridge from the fifth movie of Harry Potter.
Oh, really?
I'm a big Harry Potter nerd. And she plays the headmistress, and she is just the epitome of evil. She has this little bow that she wears and this little smile and this little creepy laugh, so definitely her.
You despise her out of all the other Harry Potter characters? Or any other film characters that you despise besides her?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool.
No, she takes the cake for sure. Yeah, she topped the list.
Nice. Very cool. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today on the show, Whitney, and continued success with all your endeavors and dance and what other projects you may encounter over the next however long. But before we go, is there any information you want to put out, like your social media information or websites, anything, all the 411 so people can find you out there and on the interwebs?
Yeah, if I'll just share my Instagram handle. It's at Whit A. Ross, WHITAROSS. And my website is also attached there. Yeah, that's how you find me.
And one more time, spell it in case someone was grabbing their pen just then.
W-H-I-T-A-R-O-S-S.
Nice. Very cool. And again, Whitney will be performing at the Reemerge Dance Festival. Her piece is called At Once, and she'll be performing it live with also the film component on Saturday, June 19th. And then on Sunday, June 20th, they'll have the film-only version on that performance. So again, her piece will be on 6/19 and 6/20. And to learn more about the festival, you can log on to centerstagetheater.org. Again, that's centerstagetheater.org. And you can reserve your tickets through that website. And you can also click on the blog tab and learn more about the festival in more detail. And that information is on there as well. And and if you'd like to learn more about me, if you want to know what I'm up to, you can follow me at Jim on the Air. I'm on social media at Jim on the Air. And my podcast can be found on most podcast platforms, anchor.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcast, and there's like four or five others. I should have the list in front of me, but I, for some reason, can't be bothered to do that. But again, the podcast is called Jim on the Air, and you can find it on most platforms. And Whitney, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us, and continued success in your career. And we look forward to seeing you at the festival.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Looking forward to it.
It's been my pleasure. And again, to learn more about the festival, log on to centerstagetheater.org. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.